Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Paw Paw Gumbo. This is Red Barn Radio.
Stephanie, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, of course, you are a multifaceted musician and dancer. Tell us a little bit about being a dancer, but also being an accomplished musician.
Stephanie Jeter.
Lately, I've been seeing the bass as my vehicle for musical exploration. So it's brought me to a lot of different genres that I probably wouldn't have been able to come to otherwise with some of the other instruments I play. I don't really get much opportunity to clog or flat foot to the Cajun stuff. I haven't tried it. I've been playing bass the whole time, so I haven't tried to dance to that. But in the back of my head, especially when Tom breaks out the fiddle, I'm always kind of, my feet are wanting to tap and move along to it. So I always appreciate any opportunity to get to dance to the music.
And I'm sure that kind of makes it difficult to play bass when you're trying to hold down the rhythm, but then your feet are trying
Sometimes I just start hopping along. I can't keep still. Originally, with the old-time tradition, I can't speak much for the Cajun tradition, but the bass didn't come along until later on when people had the money and the means and maybe just the opportunity. I don't know if Sears Roebuck sold basses out of their catalog or not, but before that came along, they were relying heavily on the banjo for the rhythm. That's also why there's so many bass runs in the guitar in traditional music, is they had that those lower end notes to work with before the actual big bass came along. So I think probably everybody was happy once people were able to buy the bass and incorporate that into the music.
Thank you. I would like an additional person who played triangle and fortois or the scrub board. So we need a full-time percussionist, and since there's only four of us, Shannon has to double on the triangle and on the guitar. I would like to have a triangle player, but Shannon loves to play the triangle, and so I'm not sure whether she wouldn't go on strike if I did that.
It's always a real treat when Tom plays banjo too, and I think we probably have enough instruments for him to carry right now to actually bring a banjo too, but when he's on the banjo, it's also a real treat to have him, and then David on fiddle, and then we can have kind of a old-time Cajun sound in a way.
Going home, go on back where I belong. Stuck in a spider's cage. Don't watch out, you're gonna feel your age. Oh, Maccadee, stuck in a spider's claw. Ain't no noise, there's just the law. Going home, go on down where I belong. stuck in a spider's cage. Don't watch out, you're gonna feel your age. Oh, Maccadee, stuck in a spider's claw. Ain't no lawyers, there's just a law.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with Paw Paw Gumbo. Nice. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I wanted to go back to David. What really was the thing that kind of led you to even trying to create this collective to go after?
It sort of began with my daughter being young and starting to get interested in music. And we live out in rural Kentucky, and we have a farm. And I was aware that there were people getting together playing music out that way. And there's a nice restored old building that was a good space for getting together to play music. And so I started getting people together out there once a month, and we'd invite sort of guest musicians out to perform for us and then join in a jam situation. As I got to know more and more people in the old time community and enjoyed just sitting in a circle, learning music with other people, I more and more wanted to host that sort of thing and bring it out to more people. About 5 years ago, I was still doing that, hosting that event in Carlisle, Kentucky. A new restaurant was opening up. I talked with my friend Wita, who opened the restaurant, about the possibility of just having sort of a jam format performance, which really was more emphasis on the jam and less on the performance, to get people together to play music in the sort of jam circle situation, but shared with people who came to the restaurant. And so once a week, every Friday, we get together and play either old-time music or bluegrass music, and now Cajun music, which is fitting for the restaurant that this is Windy Corner Market out on the outskirts of Lexington, and they serve a lot of Louisiana-inspired cuisine up there.
Levi say, a girl's a garden of gold. Oh, John Levi say, lock it for a heart. Oh, John Levi say, it's not what you've been told. Oh, John Levi say, time for you to start. Say, the moon is on the rise. Oh, jolly passé, time for you to go. Oh, jolly passé, stars are in your eyes. Oh, jolly passé, things that you don't know. I say, girl's a garden of gold. Oh, jolly, I say, a locket for a heart. Oh, jolly, I say, it's not what you've been told. Oh, jolly passé, time for you to start.
People dancing. I think as a musician, it's a big compliment if people get up and dance to your music. And I always enjoy seeing people get up, if it's a waltz or two-step or clogging, flat-footing, square dance might just abruptly form in the middle of a show. And it's always wonderful because it means people are enjoying it and they're having fun.
The Cajun music, I mean, I actually started with this music as a dancer. My Cajun two-step and waltz are my two favorite dances. I first started going over to Louisiana and dancing and just fell in love with the music through the dance. And this is dance music. And if you go down to the Lafayette area of Louisiana, there are these great restaurants where there'll be a dance floor and a band almost every night of the week, and all these like large tables surrounding the dance floor. And you go with your family or with your girlfriend or with a bunch of friends, and you go and you sit and you eat. And then in between courses or drinks or whatever, you get up and dance some. Little kids dancing with their grandparents. I mean, it's a real dancing culture. And this is dance music. And it's the best when people are dancing. I'm in a contra dance band with my son out of Illinois, and we tour with that. And that's how I first got to Lexington, actually. I came down here any number of times, and we played from Champaign. We would come down to Lexington, Louisville, and Cincinnati and do a whole weekend, which made it worth the drive. Oh, night is gone. Love has come. We're walking down my stairs. Looks so bad to me. Oh, the night is gone. Love has come. Walking down my stairs. Looks so bad to me. Your hair, paint those lips. Oh, oh, lovely girl, look so fine to me. Oh, oh, move your feet, paint those lips. Oh, oh, lovely girl, look so fine to me. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Stephanie Jeter, Tom Torino, Shannon Arnold, and David Wagner, Pawpaw Gumbo, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, to the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Pawpaw Gumbo. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Stephanie, Tom, Shannon, and David, Paw Gumbo, for being with us tonight.
Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.